enjoying a beautiful morning up here. How about yourself?
Oh, doing the same. I'm actually driving, headed up to Polk County for a little shooting match.
Like a three-gun competition going on up there?
It's a little bit earlier period in history. It's buffalo rifle or shooting match for rifles in the, you know, antique type rifles, or
that'd probably be pretty cool. I'd like to watch something like that, or at least see a little more about it.
Anytime you want to come take a look at it, you're welcome to look up PolkCountyGunClub.org or .com now, I think is what it is. But you can see that all that stuff on the website.
PolkCountyGunClub.com.
Address, but they should have pictures and stuff posted there, and any of the matches that they do are, you know, sponsored matches. It's open to anybody that would like to participate.
Neat. I like stuff like that. It's just hard to find anything out about it, when it's happening or anything like that.
Look me up on QRZ and send me an email address, and I'll send you the information.
Roger that. With some friends, hadn't seen in a little while, so just to hang out for a little bit.
No, it's summer's going to be here.
Well, on its way, but I am definitely enjoying the fact that we've had a spring this year.
How's your tool business going?
Actually, it's doing really well. It's been growing this year. Amazingly, with all the hurdles that are in the way, you can't get things and this, that, and other, it's still one of my best years that I've had since I've been in.
Mechanics were having trouble getting parts.
We're having trouble getting parts for cars. We're having tools. We can't get this. And it seems like it's the stuff that's made here in the U.S. that we're having more trouble with.
It'd be something that wouldn't be a problem, but I don't know what the current status of the trucking industry is.
We're getting, it's the fact that there's no raw materials.
That's tough. I think we got behind on a lot of stuff, and with so many different industries running very lean inventories, one thing led to another, and then we kind of all snowballed.
Just-in-time inventory management, it doesn't work when there's any kind of crisis.
Okay. Can't get transportation to move it from the raw material places or manufacturing sites to where it needs to go, and it just, one thing, it all just gets tripped up.
And it seems like there's been, like many disasters in each industry that have caused more problems other than just the transport problem and the lack of personnel and that thing. But there's been fires or buildings burned down or boilers blowing up, just constantly something.
There's been warnings out there to companies that are producing food and stuff about fires they're having. It's a interesting rash of, they're not coincidences, but there's something going on there where all these fires are popping up at all these food manufacturing places.
I know what you mean. I was doing a little research on that yesterday morning, and it's amazing when you start looking at it, how there's just too much to be coincidental.
No coincidences, as they say. I just crossed Pugh's Bridge up here. Man, is that water pretty this morning.
Going Lake Bridge right there.
It's road there as you head towards Highway 14.
I know about where you're at. Hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah, Pugh's Bridge Road, it'll take you by Blue Ridge High School.
Yeah, I've got a stop up there that I hit every 2 weeks, the tractor place.
It's right across the street from the high school.
Roger that.
Direction towards town, then you go right across that bridge.
I only get on there at the four-way stop. I come up 14 and, or not 14, 101 and get on there at the four-way at the Dollar General.
Well, if you come up Fuse Bridge Road, in fact, I'm looking at the Dollar General right now, and head back towards town, it'll take you right into Traveler's Rest there.
Keep that in mind. Trying to get around up there in the truck, I kind of stay to the same places that have worked for me. But if that goes out into Traveler's Rest, that might be an easier way than turning right there and heading on up 101, because there's a couple of funky corners there where I got to try to see around to get out, pulled out in traffic.
There is an uphill right-hand turn you got to make to get on State Park Road, which will take you right into 25. So you have to be careful of that. Don't know what the clearance is underneath the, but it's a little bit of a steep right turn.
Intersection. They're not made for trucks to do it that way.
It's a lot better than going this way. It's a lot better than going up 25 and getting on 11 and cutting across to Goinsville.
It probably is, but that's probably the way that it would be easier in this little truck. I normally just stay on 101 and come out there at the college, but there's one intersection that I'm coming in at an angle and I can't see good, and I don't like that.
That 101 leading up towards Highway 14, that gets to be pretty busy.
But I could run 101 all the way up to 11 and do it that way too, but it's just longer.
We're in for a warm day. I think we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow, aren't we?
We're supposed to get, up here there's a 30% chance of rain this afternoon, and then an 80% chance of rain tomorrow.
I want to say 73 to you for now, but look me up on QRZ, and I'll send you some stuff, and maybe you get a chance to come out and visit some of this up here sometime.
You have fun today.
KO4LAO, have a great day, Patrick. 73 to you. KO4LAO, clear.
HKX, KB2HXS.
Yes, good morning, Dave.
Hey, what are you working today, Patrick?
No, sir, just meeting some friends.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I got to go to work. I got to go and install a motor. It's a leftover job from yesterday. I've got to go knock it out and come right back home again.
There's no rest for the weary, right?
Well, I just didn't have time to go back out to Berea and take care of it. If it was a local situation, I would have been able to do it. But I had to be somewhere at 3 o'clock to do that coil. And I had to get, that was kind of a priority. So it's no big deal. But I get it done today. I got it all prepped yesterday. Got the old motor out. Got the fan blade off of it, thank God. And just a matter of going out there, just bolt it in, wiring it, and have a nice day.
Getting those fans off those shafts, that's been on there a while. I'm sure that's a job.
Next, I have a wheel puller, but there's a few other tricks that you do. You take an adjustable and you put it on the shaft of the motor and you get the adjustable so that it kind of clamps down on the flat of the motor, and then you kind of twist the shaft a little bit. And this is after you spray it down with penetrating oil. And you get the shaft to twist, and it'll free it off the hub. Then you push the fan blade closer to the motor, and then that allows you to sand everything, and then it comes right off.
I've done that a few times.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, in Florida, it's a lot worse. I mean, the rust on the motor shafts down there is just crazy. Up here, it's not too bad. But, man, I've had to torch them off. I've had to cut them off. It's great. I mean, it got to a point where a couple of jobs, the heck with it. We got to replace the fan blade, you know, because you just wind up destroying it.
Hey, if you're going to be around for a little bit, you want to jump over to 285?
Well, right now, I'll be back on in about maybe 15 minutes. I'm pulling some tools off I don't need this morning and don't need to lug around. So give me about 15 minutes. I'll meet you over there.
Okay, but I might be back on the 610 by then. I'm just coming up on the black hole up here. So I'll go ahead and say 73. Dave, if I don't talk to you again, have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, no problem, Patrick. I'll give you a shout when I come back on. Like I said, give me about 15 minutes. I'm just switching out some tools and getting some things off that I don't need on here. I'll catch you later. KO4HKS, KP2HXS.